Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:42, 18 before 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL. The last thing in the world you want to do is get what you think is a great deal, almost too good to be true, on a vehicle and then realize, whoa, wait a minute now. This one was flooded. And it's not that great of a deal after all. John Topler joins us, Deputy Commissioner of Public Affairs for the Louisiana Department of Insurance. I think it's very important because it's a big investment and you don't want to be taken. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great, Tommy. Thanks for having me on. And you're absolutely right. This is the second major purchase that people make in their lifetimes. And so obviously we want to make sure that they don't end up investing in something that isn't quite what they expected.
So can a car that's been flooded, and you know, I don't want to pick on anybody, but Texas or whomever has had a lot of rain and flooding, can that car be rebuilt and still sold as a new car?
So it can't be sold as a new car, but the sort of gap in this whole thing is the element of Texas's law with regard to what happens when a vehicle has been surrendered to the insurance company after a flood. Texas's law basically requires that the title be marked as salvaged or non-repairable. In Louisiana, if that same vehicle had been flooded to a point that it impacted the powertrain or the electrical systems in the car, the insurer would be required to send the title back to the state, the Office of Motor Vehicle, marked as damaged and to be destroyed. And then actually destroyed. So there's no possibility for it to come back onto the market. Whereas Texas's law is different, we want to remind people of the fact that there's a gap in those two definitions of what happens after a vehicle has a catastrophic flooding event like that, and they're then able to sell it and potentially have it land in our market right next door.
Texas is the only state that does that?
Texas, so I don't know about other states, but obviously because of the proximity, we want to make Louisiana consumers aware of the fact that these vehicles are going to be out in the market soon enough and to be watchful.
I was just curious.
The remedies.
Go ahead, please. No, you go ahead, John.
The remedies are quite simple. You look for signs of water damage. You ask to physically see the title, especially if it came out of Texas. Being able to touch and hold a title, if it's got a salvaged or a non-repairable title, you may not be able to get insurance depending on who your carrier is. Banks may not want to finance it, so you may be signing yourself up for headaches that won't appear on the day of purchasing it, but could be obstacles down the road.
So it's a new vehicle. It's never been titled. I go to a dealer. I'm looking at a new car. What is the difference between one that's been flooded in, I don't know, Alabama or Mississippi, and one that's been flooded in Texas? Will I notice a difference on the title when I look at it?
The issue being what's marked on the title, and the consumer can then make an informed decision. Whether it's been previously sold or if it's a new vehicle, if it's an insurance loss, it'll have a history report associated with it, and they can either use a Carfax or VinCheck, which the National Insurance Crime Bureau offers from their database, and they can check the history of the vehicle and make an informed decision if they want to purchase it, both new or used vehicles.
It's been a while since I purchased a vehicle, but you don't see the title normally, do you? I mean, you see the sticker, but if you pay cash, you'll get the title eventually. I don't know if you walk out with it. Maybe you do, but if you finance, then the title goes to, I guess, the public safety, wherever it goes, Division of Motor Vehicles, and then that's released when you pay it off.
Correct. Right? But with a used vehicle, and again, this is primarily with regard to used vehicles. With a used vehicle, the title is going to follow the vehicle. So the person selling it to at auction, or the person or entity selling it at auction will have the title available, and the buyer will then take possession of that title or within a short period of time get that title. But the bigger issue is that if it's being sold at a lot or at a small dealership, you may actually physically ask to see and touch the title. If they won't show you the title, what you then want to do is make sure you use a service like Carfax or the VinCheck, the VinCheck service that I pointed out from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
And again, that for new cars, you look at the title as well. I don't want to make this more complicated than it has to be, but I'm just trying to figure out if I were to go to buy a car, A, would I have any way of knowing if it came from Texas?
You would not, but again, our cautions are more with regard to
used vehicles. Okay.
Cars. Yeah.
And then there would be something on the title.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly.
So in terms of what people should look for, you said looking for evidences of flooding or those kind of things. How would they do that? If the carpet's new and they put some new car smell in there, the thing you get at the car wash, et cetera?
So you'll see literally water lines potentially in the inside of the doors, near the hinges. You can sometimes see a buildup of dirt or debris inside the tracks of the seats, especially the front seats, under the rear mats in the trunk of the car, or the rear of an SUV where the wheel well is for the spare. You can look in those areas. If there's dirt, if there's buildup that doesn't seem commensurate with what else is going on, you can also look inside the engine cavity and potentially see the dirt or the buildup that may be there. So there's a number of things that folks can do. There's a good amount of information out on the internet to sort of prevent yourself from purchasing a car that had previously been flooded. And again, this is more about proximity. That flooding event because of the tropical storm Imelda was a real challenge in Houston, and a lot of vehicles got flooded. We want to make sure that consumers in Louisiana don't buy somebody else's problem.
And I don't mean to dwell on new cars, but if the car's been flooded, it can still be sold as a new car if it has not been titled. Is that accurate?
I don't know the nuance of that. Again, someone from the Office of Motor Vehicle can probably answer that question better than I can. But once it's been sold to a used car dealer or sold at an auction, I think that title would pass from, say, the dealer or the manufacturer, which is called the manufacturer's certificate of origin, an MSO. And it would pass from the manufacturer to the original owner. So there'd be an owner in between in the used car dealer, and that would potentially be a protection there. But people just need to be aware of the fact that if the vehicle is coming out of Texas, if it was bought at an auction in Texas, that it may be a candidate for closer inspection for water damage.
And it's like caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, but the problem comes in if you try to get it insured, correct?
It can, depending on the carrier, some carriers will not insure a vehicle that has been salvaged or marked as non-repairable. Again, in Louisiana, you don't have that option because the vehicle has to be destroyed. The title goes away by law. So it has to be destroyed, and the state would get notice of that, and then that VIN number would no longer be eligible to get any sort of title or registration or anything like that.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. John, is there a website for the Department of Insurance people can go to find out more about this?
Sure. So our website is www.ldi.la.gov, but folks can check out the National Insurance Crime Bureau's VINCHECK, VINCHECK database of vehicles that have been listed as a total loss. Also, outside services like Carfax, and even having a mechanic look over the vehicle, somebody that they know and trust, that gives them a second opinion, is always a great way to prevent this problem from happening.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again. John Tobler, Deputy Commissioner of Public Affairs for Louisiana Department of Insurance. And of course, too, it should be pointed out that the car itself doesn't have a title. The title is not about the car. The title is really about the transaction. So I don't want to get into the financing of the car business here about floor plan and financing of new vehicles on the lot, but sometimes it's still a manufacturer that owns the vehicle, and then...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.